Daughter of the Morning Star, Disc 5.
It is written in an antediluvian form of the language, and difficult to translate. I can get the general meaning, but I am afraid a great deal of the tone and feeling would be lost. He held the little book like the treasure it was. Fortunately, I know someone. I sipped my overpriced beer at the bar of the Four Arrows Casino, where we were waiting for Gabriel Popescu to show up for work. Please don't tell me we're going back to talk to Artie Smallsong's mother. Actually, I was thinking of Lonnie. I like that idea better. I stared at him. What is the word you just used? Antediluvian? It is a common word. For the Don of Oxford, maybe. He shrugged and continued to look at the writing. I can tell you that it is not simply a historical reference. It is more personal than that. What do you mean? This is an excommunication of sorts, an anathematization, or Kabbalah, as near as I can tell, an incantation of some length. I turned on my stool and looked out at the all-but-empty casino. Am I right about the press? Fort Pratt Industrial Indian Boarding School? Yes, he nodded. Fort Pratt. It's the same one as the postcard Jimmy gave me. Ever heard of it? No, but there are stories. Such as? That some of the boarding schools were so tragedy-ridden they were removed from the history books. Up near Helena or Fort Shaw, there couldn't have been many Cheyenne in that boarding school all the way up there. Star School, possibly, or maybe Sacred Heart Mission, but who can say? It's just so strange, an antediluvian book in Cheyenne, published by a boarding school press. Since when did Indian boarding schools publish books? Industrial boarding school. Who knows what it was involved with? He closed the book. Typeset so it was hand-printed with a press. In 1931? He shook his head. No, I would say before that. Then what's with the 31? I do not know. Any idea what the image on the cover is? The end of the world. Yeah? And what language? Many tribes use the symbol. It is very common. I watched as a beefy individual came in the front doors and made his way directly for the chip cage and down a hallway toward the inner workings of the casino's employee area. Gabriel Popescu? Henry nodded. He looks like a bouncer, does he not? Predictably. I picked up my beer and took another sip. You spoke with the manager? I did. He said he would send him over to us before he started his shift. He carefully rewrapped the booklet, retying the twine and handing it back to me. Did you buy this book? I borrowed it, but I think it's become mine. She called Lyndon Ironbull, and he said to give it to me if I thought it might help with the investigation. And do you? I carefully placed the book in the inside pocket of my coat. Do I what? Think that it will help with the investigation? No, but you think it will. I hear you're looking for me. We both turned to see who we both assumed was Gabriel Popescu, with his large hands spread on the bar. He was in his 30s, had dyed blonde hair and several tattoos. I offered my hand, which he ignored. Walt Longmire. He glanced at Henry, and I studied the scars on his face. Sheriff. His eyes came back to mine. What do you want? I want to talk to you about the night Jeannie One Moon went missing. He stood up straight and folded his weightlifting arms that stretched his black T-shirt, which read security. I already told the cops about that a long time ago. Yep, well, we're following up on it, since there have been a number of threats to her sister, Jaya. He glowered at us. I don't know anything about that. We just want to go over what happened that night in the Black Kettle van. No. I stared at him. Excuse me? I'm done talking about that. And unless you've got some kind of warrant or something, how about we arm wrestle for it? We both turned to look at the Cheyenne Nation. If I win, you tell us everything you know. The younger man smiled. And if I win? You will not. The bouncer shook his head and grinned. I win, you two grandpas get to buy me a drink and then get the fuck out of here. The bear shrugged, propping an elbow up on the bar and opening his hand. Deal.